But what do they call today, the Feast of Atonement? What do they call it? Not one of you said it's a fast day. It's a fast day. Today is a fast day, and yet it goes slower than almost any day in the year. Why? Why? They call it a fast day, and it goes very slow. Okay. Terrible. Oh, no, I brought the wrong message. I did, really. I brought the wrong message. But God is teaching me a lesson. Never, never count on yourself. So you all know that. But I know what I'm going to say today, and I'm going to have to just preach right out of God's word. So if you, or if I were asked, you or I were asked, what chapter in God's word speaks about why we fast on this day, what would you give? Now, you can give whatever answer you want. I'm going to go to the one I think, but I really want to know what chapter in the Bible talks about fasting authentically and beautifully. Let's see, anybody? April Walker, what? Isaiah 58. You are, you know, she is one of our elder members, and she is absolutely correct. So let's go to Isaiah 58. Oh, here's, I found my notes. They're right. Where would they be except in Isaiah 58? Oh, my. Okay, put those aside now. But let's look at Isaiah 58. And remember, Isaiah was not God, but sometimes within reading Isaiah 58, they'll say different things, and you'll know that it refers to God or the eternal. But, you know, I don't want to say, well, you know. Anyway, let's start in Isaiah 58, verse 1. And this is the part, this is the one that got me really turned on. It says, "Cry aloud, spare not." And I wanted to do that. I wanted to lift up my voice because it says, "Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins." Who's the house of Jacob? House of Jacob is Israel. It's another name for Israel. But who is Israel? It's the U.S. and B.C. It's us. The United States and the British Commonwealth, and they're all over the world, you know, and any of the people that have come in and become a part of us, you know. Isaiah, or actually God, through Isaiah, is saying, tell the people that they're messing up and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet, you know, and think about this. Yet they seek me daily, and they delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. Now, I'm not judging the rest of the world. I've been to a couple of places, but I'm not judging the rest of the world. I'm just judging myself in my country called the United States of America. Does this sound like maybe us? I think it does. We want to be thought of as holy, holier than thou, or, you know, whatever that expression is. But we're not. We're not. As a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinances of their God, they ask of me the ordinances of justice. I want justice. I want the right thing to happen all the time. Well, that's not a bad thing to say. They take delight in approaching God. But then, look what they say. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not noticed? You haven't noticed, and don't you notice me? I'm fasting. You know, they go like that. And you have not noticed. Haven't you seen? We have afflicted our souls, our very life, and you take no notice. Whoa. I think that's the wrong thing, probably, to say to God. I really do. In fact, and then this is the writer saying this, in fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure. Well, you know, I do find pleasure. I sat in the sun a little bit today. It was a beautiful day here. I talked to my friend in prison, Northern California, and I asked him how it was, and he's been moved down to San Luis Obispo, and San Luis Obispo was in the fog. So, indeed you fast for strife and debate, arguing, and to strike with the fist of wickedness. You will not fast as you do this day to make your voice heard on high. If you do it the wrong way, it's not going to work. Is it a fast? Is that a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul and to bow down his head like a bulrush and to spread out sackcloth and ashes? Would you call this a fast and an acceptable day to the eternal? And then here's a good question. Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bounds or the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? And the yokes that they're talking about there are the yokes that bind us to whatever we think in our head we have to do. I have to say that across the street in our neighborhood, they were having one of those neighborhood yard sales, and they don't understand, but everybody was there buying and selling and doing their thing, and you know, pulling their stuff out of the garage, and they didn't know. I didn't stop my car because Suzanne wouldn't let me, and say, sinners, repent. I didn't do that. You know, we just came to church, and I'm here, and I get to speak. But you have to break the yoke of wickedness that binds yourself. You have to think in your head, what kind of yoke, and it wouldn't necessarily have to be wickedness, but it could just be something that takes over your mind so that you can't think of what God wants you to think about. What is it? I only have 10 or 15 more minutes, according to Mr. King. But no. I'll move right along. I was going to express that one of the bindings of wickedness, it wasn't necessarily bad, was the 60 years that I spent surfing. I'm only 82, but you know, 60 of those were spent in the water, paddling out, catching a wave. Right. I'm trying to forget that. Well, I can't forget that, but I'm trying to make it of secondary importance, or third. Okay, let's continue in Isaiah 58. To undo the heavy burdens. You know, it's not necessary. It doesn't have to be bad. But some people are tied up with stuff and they can't let it go. I'm trying. To let the oppressed go free and that you break every yoke. Is it not, and then this gets into something that we can understand, to share your bread with the hungry? Much more I could say, but I won't. And that you bring to your house, oh, and this is good, and I have to emphasize this looking at Marianne, and that you bring to your house the hungry, and you feed them. Thank you, Marianne. We enjoyed eating there at your place. When you see the naked, that you cover them. And in our area, we had people that were in trouble from the flood. It wasn't a flood, but it rained here, and it washed down the river, and in a less fortunate part of town, poor people live there, without flood insurance, it washed away everything. And I got to meet one of the guys that lost his house and everything in his house. It doesn't even rain in San Diego, and it washed away the guy's whole place. Then, if you don't hide yourself from your own flesh, from the people that have need, then your light shall break forth like the morning, and your healing shall bring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Eternal shall be your rear guard, and you shall call, and the Eternal will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." If we, who are incredibly wealthy and blessed, if we respond to those who have a need, and we try to help them, and it's honest, have to go to one thing. One thing I wrote in my notes, you notice I never picked up my notes, but I wanted to read one thing. Oh yeah, chains that bind. That was a good one, I like that, chains that bind. That was in a different translation. But I'm going to end now by turning to a New Testament scripture. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew 6. Because I've been talking about all this stuff, and it sounds like a metaphor, but Jesus made a point in Matthew 6 that fasting is real. We're supposed to fast. You know we have to fast on the Day of Atonement, but we should fast other times too. So anyway, Matthew 6, and I'll start reading in verse 16. Matthew 6, verse 16. It says, this is Jesus speaking, "When you fast, don't make it obvious, as the hypocrites do, for they try to look miserable and disheveled." Even put a little fancy handkerchief in my coat today. I don't want to look disheveled. I can't do anything about my hair. I just, unless I did like Matt and have a shiny head. But, and don't look disheveled so people will admire you for fasting. I tell you the truth, that is the only reward that they will ever get. But when you fast, emphasis again, you know, Jesus repeats, comb your hair if you have any, wash your face, then no one will notice that you are fasting except your Father who knows what you do in private. I like that. That's really neat. And your Father who sees everything will reward you. God tells us to fast. Brethren, we fast because God tells us to do it. But then God also promises, if we aren't phonies, that was the word I was looking for, if we're not phonies, they will fill us with the very best physical and spiritual blessings that will last forever.